listener production.
Okay, are you recording?
You are listening to episode 27 of the Howie Games Artist Series, the player profile of Mr. Jeremy Piven. Actor, TV star, movie star, stand-up comedian. You can see Jeremy in action in his stand-up show, The Palais Theatre, 8 p.m. Tuesday, April 2 in Melbourne, and then 8 p.m. again Thursday, April 4 at the State Theatre in Sydney. Jump on the show notes to see the link or go to Ticketmaster and you will get your tickets. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Nicknames.
For me, my first nickname was Fresh, believe it or not. And as a white boy, being called Fresh was weird. My parents called me Jem. Everyone British or from Australia calls me Jezza.
Jezza it is. All right, Jezza, what's your favorite food?
It used to be sushi till I got mercury poisoning.
Oh.
Yeah, that was brutal.
If someone was coming around to your place and you were trying to impress them, what are you cooking? What's your number one dish?
Man, I really wish I had skills.
Well, you got nothing. Not even like peanut butter toast. Nothing.
Listen, I can grill up a nice steak. You know, okay. I can not screw it up. But let's leave it at that.
Okay. Steak on the barbie's perfect in this part of the world. So three people are now coming to this steak barbecue of yours that you've met, that you haven't met, alive, dead, that you'd like to have to dinner. Anyone from historical perspective, anyone around today, who are the three people that are coming around to your place for a steak?
I would say Robin Williams. We got to get Williams there. Because he's one of those hybrids, you know. He went to Juilliard, you know, proper acting school, and is a legendary comic. So it'd be great to mix it up with him. I think Marlon Brando and Michael Jordan.
Wow, that is a good three. I've had some good answers. That's a good three. What was the first thing, Jezza, you ever did that you got paid for? First job, like a paper round or washing someone's car. What was your first ever job?
My first job was, I was working in a pizza parlor, and my boss was a vertically challenged gentleman, or used to be called a midget. And this particular midget, a vertically challenged small person, I don't know what the right way to, he was screaming at me, and I couldn't stop laughing, and I was crying. I was laughing so hard, and I got fired. It did not last long. And he was just screaming that I need to straighten up and fly right as I left. And I've been acting ever since.
So that was your first job. What was your first ever car? What was the first thing you drove?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
16 years old. It was one of those old school 1977 Ford Chrysler that, like, you know, it was pretty beat up, and it was a disaster. But the first car I ever bought was an old school 1965 Mustang. You know, once I got the money, I got that. Yeah.
Yeah. What color?
Believe it or not, I grew up in a green one, and that was the color. But this one was red. It was a bit much.
Oh yeah, you got to get a red one. And so this is a difficult one to ask to actors, but I'll ask it anyway. Well, firstly, when you came home from school, and these would be different shows, when you came home from school and you weren't acting or doing whatever you're doing and you turned on the telly, what were you watching?
I was watching cartoons, and I remember I came home and the couch, we were robbed. The couch was gone. Oh. Everything was gone, and I ran out to my mom. I said, you know, we've been robbed. And she said, no, we use our furniture for the set. So we're an acting family. we were doing like a Chekhov play. And I was like, why can't we just be normal people? I want to watch cartoons. Stop acting. Stupid.
So that's what you were watching. You're watching cartoons.
Yeah.
A long flight to Australia. What are you currently watching at the moment, on a streaming service, or what's keeping you entertained?
I like this new show, Shogun. Have you seen Shogun?
I've seen the first part of it. It's good, yeah. Really? I enjoyed it.
It's really well made, and I've definitely been hooked on that one.
One movie that I should watch from your recommendation. Could be a famous one. It could be an art house one. Just give me a movie to watch. You can be in it if you want to.
No, I can't. I can't be that guy. But when people say to me like, "What's a movie you're proud of that we haven't seen?" I would say either Smoke and Aces or Very Bad Things, which are very, very dark, twisted, dark comedies that I did that I'm proud of. But you know, it's funny you mentioned Eric Bana earlier, because I did Black Hawk Down with him. And, you know, at that point, didn't have a reference for him. I, you know, after that, went and watched the, you know, Chopper and all that stuff. And he's a legend. But he's one of these guys where I hope to run into him out here at some point, because I feel like as I've, you know, grown, we have a lot in common in the way that I know that he's one of these kind of comedic sketch actors and also a really great dramatic actor. So we gotta get him out to the Palais, or I don't know if he lives in Melbourne or Sydney.
Mate, he lives 10 minutes from the Palais, and I hate to tell you this, but he was at the Grand Prix on Sunday.
I missed him. We gotta get him to the show. We gotta catch up, because also Black Hawk Down was very surreal. We were in Rabat, Morocco, just 75 actors with really bad haircuts. And it was just, it was very surreal. And I was the cover set, which means as soon as it rains, they go to me. Well, guess what? It doesn't rain in Morocco. So every day it said cover set, and my line was, I can't see shit here. So every day there was a typo for some reason. It said, I can't see shit here. And so I had to stay there and wait for it to possibly rain. Anyway, it's all good.
Walcott, one of my favorite films. Favorite holiday destination? If you're going on holidays, where are you going?
You know, it's close to you guys. Believe it or not, I love Bali. I know you're probably sick of it, but it's stunning there.
Yeah, bucket list destination. Haven't been, but love to go.
You know, I've been lucky to go to India and Japan. I've been all over the world with various things. Where it's funny, but the one place that I hadn't been was Australia, and here I am living the dream. And after I'm done talking to you, I have a night shoot. So I think I might have a complete nervous breakdown at some point, because now I'm working days and nights. So if you hear, like, you know, coming up next, actor Jeremy Piven was crying like a grandmother on set. He apparently has a drug problem. Just know that I just am sleep deprived.
Best sporting event you've been to, Jezza?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, growing up in Chicago as a kid, I got to see Michael Jordan play live, which was just unbelievable. And then I started kind of becoming known a little bit as an actor. And, you know, they let me, it would be like I would be doing a stage play or whatever, and I would come in a little bit late and just to see the game. And they would, because I'm a Chicago guy, they would let me in. And they said, listen, we're going to let you sit with the press, but you can't cheer. And I'm like, okay. So I defy you to be a Chicago kid.
Yeah.
Watching Michael Jordan rip the rim down and not cheer. So I ended up cheering, and then they escorted me out while watching Michael Jordan play.
This is the most important one I have for you. This defines you as an actor, as a good bloke, as Jezza, as an American abroad. This is the one, and it's bizarre, but try and look me in the eye when you answer this, even though we're down Zoom. Jeremy Piven, pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
That seems like a huge faux pas. I don't know. It, you know, that it feels like a celebrated mistake that should have never happened. I don't know.
So you're a no?
I would say no. No pineapple on pizza.
Peanut butter, crunchy or smooth?
I would say crunchy.
Good man. Well, you're back in business. Lloyd! Lloyd!